Okay. Once again, Simon Tzadik. We are, well, let's do Chof Aleph again. I don't know if we did that sufficiently. Okay, on page 246. So we're talking about situations to enhance our davening. That's really the end of Tzadik. So we talked about having a set place for your tefillah. We saw that a couple days ago. That closed in shul and not in shul. All right, let's say you're davening at home. So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that you should have a quiet place at home. It's a lot of times not easy to find, so you could concentrate. In Chaf, we saw that a person should not just walk right away into shul. We discussed that in daven, and we discussed what does that mean. Does that mean because you're right near the opening, so it looks like you want to leave? Right near the opening, so you see people walking by, and that will be a distraction. Or again, because of concentration, you're just running into shul, so you need a certain amount of time to settle your mind. That brings us to Chav Aleph. We started doing it last time. Again, preferable, but it doesn't have to be, based upon, as we saw last time, a pasuk by Chizkiyahu. There shouldn't be anything separating between you and the wall. Again, we'll see. Don't think that that means you have to be standing against the wall necessarily. All it says is there shouldn't be anything separating between me and the wall. There's nothing right now separating between me and the wall, even though I'm in the middle of the room. Well, we'll see. How about the table? We'll talk about it in a second. The davar kavua, and if something's set, kigong, for example, aron, v'teva, inol chotzin, as we saw on Sunday. So let's say Mr. Eskowitz, so then you'd say, well, he's not near the wall because we've got the bookshelves. So something that's set, like a cabinet or something like that, that's not considered a chatzitza. That's not considered an impediment, something in between the person and the wall. And the Rambam says, "Lo chashu mechitza, rak davar gadol shegavua yud berochav dal." The Rambam says, in order for it to be an impediment or something in between, it has to be something big, meaning at least 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. I will double cut them, but if you have something small, lo chashu hesek, that's not considered an interruption either. So, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz. Taz says that's something that's needed for davening. Even if it's big, it's not considered an interruption. Mishnah Berurah's case from the Taz is like a table, right? Because you need a table and a shul to put your sitter down on, something like that, right? You need that. So therefore, even like Mr. Magid, so you'd say, well, there's something in between him and the wall, right? There's a table. So he's not near the wall. So the answer is no, that's not considered an interruption. And then there's nothing. So again, we have to try to break this idea that according to this halacha, you have to be mamish against the wall. Just shouldn't be anything separating in between. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the same thing would apply. Or he says, therefore, there's a custom in shuls to have a shtender. In fact, he says that word in parentheses, a shtender. Right? Everybody knows what a shtender is. A shtender is a shtender, right? That would not be a problem either, because that was something, you need to put your sitter on something, right? So therefore, like in yeshiva, it was like a lot of shtenders. So the same thing. That would not be. So you could potentially have a guy in the middle of a big yeshiva kind of hard like Lakewood or the mirror or something like that, and really there's nothing between him and the wall. I had all these tenders. Well, no, that's not a problem. Okay. We'll say, but there's a bunch of guys kanai in the heart. So we'll get to that in a second. V'chein balechayim, the Machar picks up again. Also, living things and mechotzitzin are not considered an impediment. Afilu adam ein mechotzitz. So people aren't a chotzitz either. So now we're getting a better idea of what is considered an impediment according to this halacha. Right? Mishnah Berurah also brings down here that according to the Beis Yosef, chairs are not a chatzitza. Right? So you say, okay, you took care of the people in the shtenders, but they have to sit on something, right? So again, according to the Mishnah Berurah in Samaches, also, that's not a problem either. Nara says, V'linira debalechaim chotzitzin. The Rama says that living things are a chatzitza. The Adam ain't a chotzitz, but not a human. So if you have a cow, it might not be a good idea anyways. But so that would be a problem according to. Now again, like we saw in the other halacha, or maybe I mentioned last time in Mishnah Berurah Samach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says the Chofetz Chaim says this is a mitzvah min hamumchar, right? Obviously, right? As I mentioned last time, if there's a lot of people in the shul, and you can't get near the wall, or there's something in between you and the wall, you're still diving in the place, right? We're talking about like, what's a more valuable seat? You want to look at it that way. And very interesting, the Ramah. The Ramah says the most posts can go that way, that an animal is chotzis, but a human being isn't. So he says maybe they fell a mistake in the printer. The printer made a mistake. And really, the Machaber really holds this way also, that when we talk about Balei Chaim, the Machaber says Balei Chaim are not an impediment. That's talking about humans. It's not talking about animals. Right? Animals would be a chatzitza. And the Ramah feels that everyone would agree to that. Dr. Cohn, you had a question?
Seats that are structures bolted to the floor.
Right. And again, that would seem, according to Mishnah Berurah, not a problem because you need it. Right? Like the seats we used to have before you came. Because again, you need it for davening. Right?
Besides, it was 10 tefachim.
Right. I don't know if, yeah. Let's say you have a plushy seat.
What?
Like you have a plushy seat.
No, yeah.
Like we used to have when we first got them. I don't know. They got a little older. More like a modern airline seat. Yes, Mr.
Large,
Green.
Sorry. Large plants, like ficus trees that are...
In the middle of a shul?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you shouldn't have that. That's a different idea, but yeah. Okay, let's just do Chof Beis very quickly because we really did the most of that last time. Something I didn't mention last time. The Marsham brings down that there also shouldn't be anything between you and the floor. So then he says maybe that's only talking about like a big thing. In other words, like carpet wouldn't be a problem because that's a floor. But when you're talking about something above the floor, in other words, something that's more than 3 tefachim high, you know, you can know Erevin or other things. So that would be an impediment. You shouldn't. You want to look taller, so you have one, right?
It's like diving at the beam and the beam is right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know if you should dive. I don't. Well, we don't have that problem.
We don't.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I can't answer that. Okay, let's just do Chof Beis very quickly. So at least I said one thing to him. Yesh Mishomer, there are those who say, Sheish Lizar Milis Palo Achure Shum Adam. You shouldn't dive in behind someone. V'tov Lochosh L'dvarav. And it's best to worry about this opinion. Okay, I'm going to keep you hanging here because the question is obvious. I mean, you're like, unless you're a very big Balgaiva and you think you're one person that's a whole minion, right? I mean, in any shul that's has any amount of people in it, how are you going to do this? I mean, there's going to be a lot of people behind you unless you sit all the way in back. Sit all the way in the back, we saw that might not be good because of Chaf. That you're standing right next to the door, that's not good either. So like, how do you work, what is this halakha talk? Okay, so you're right. The Machaber says, some say. So obviously that means there's some who don't say this way, right? But again, what's going on here in this halakha? So B'li Nether, hope to get to this tomorrow, Mir Hashem. Keep you in suspense here.